This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday. All day long, Wednesday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. I checked with them yesterday. And although they are 3,000 orders behind, they have more than enough stock on hand to fulfill those and still have everything you could possibly want. So if you're feeling like you need to go get ammunition right now in the era of the new call for bans on everything, head that away. They've got it right now waiting for you. Which leads me to my point. This is coming from the desk of Bob Owens. This is sheer brilliance. I've asked this question many times, but one of the reasons that it's easier to talk than it is to write. Sometimes writing paints such a better picture. So this coming from BearingArms.com. I mean, he's talking about in recent months how the mainstream media has become increasingly bold in their attacks on the core human rights of us, their fellow American citizens. Most of them out of New York or some coastal liberal town. One failing tabloid in New York has called for the 5 million members of the world's oldest and largest civil rights organizations to be branded as terrorists. The New York Times just published a front page op-ed that called for the outright elimination of some large categories of weapons and ammunition. And numerous times progressives have called for forcible disarmament, including a recent fact challenge post on Ariana's blog, Huffington Post. So, all right, confiscatory left idiot liberals, let's play your stupid game. What would it be like if your confiscatory fantasy came true? Day one, Barack Obama makes his fourth Oval Office address at 8 a.m., announcing that the executive orders that the anti-liberty Democrats have been pining for, three of them, a determination that the NRA is a domestic terror group. Second one, an immediate ban on production, sale, or possession of all centerfire rifle ammunition. Third one, an immediate ban on the production, sale, or possession of all military-style weapons, which includes all detachable magazine-fed semi-automatic rifles, shotguns and handguns, bolt-action centerfire sniper rifles, and pump-action and lever-action centerfire rifles. And number four, a mandate for the creation of drop-off centers for citizens to surrender their banned firearms, magazines, and ammunition in every county seat. Right before his public statement, the homes of NRA executives are raided by federal agents. Those who were home were arrested without too much of an issue. A number of others on business trips went into hiding. The public reaction to the executive orders on social media was explosive, with citizens referring to the president as traitor, dictator, or worse. Calls for his impeachment or physical removal from office were immediate and widespread. The Secret Service quickly doubled down the number of uniformed officers on duty. The editors and talking heads of every major news organization in New York and D.C. were orgasmic with delight as they congratulated Obama on his bravery. At Fox News, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters was restrained after nearly beating Shepard Smith to death with a teleprompter. Nationwide, gun stores were mobbed, and many opened in spite of the president's mandate. The NICS, while shut down, did not matter to them because they sold out of their inventory of banned guns and ammunition all the same, often with local law enforcement officers opting to help the lines remain orderly. By noon, most gun stores are empty. Sheriffs and police chiefs nationwide hastily called press conferences, the vast majority of them sounding on the same theme that they found the president's orders to be grossly unconstitutional and that they would not enforce any of them. A significant number of sheriffs and police chiefs went as far as to pledge that their departments would oppose any attempt by federal authorities to impose the executive orders by any means necessary. Before the sun sets, the House of Representatives draws up and passes articles of impeachment against the president. Scattered number of armed protests break out in several state capitals, though few turn violent, as law enforcement officers and protesters are largely in agreement. However, several IRS officers are burned to the ground. Day 2. Obama declares a state of martial law and orders the National Guard in all 50 states federalized and mobilized. The majority of states' governors say nope. in a handful of blue states, they are federalized, but then the guardsmen themselves fail to show up, so they're just shells. The Pentagon orders all full-time soldiers on alert and confines them to base. In North Carolina, several hundred Special Forces Green Berets go missing, along with their helicopter air support and the contents of their armories. The commander of the unit formally resigned via video link with the Pentagon and mentioned, "I'll be seeing you soon," before dropping off the grid. Secret Service agents call in sick in record numbers. Many simply did not report to duty. D.C. Metro Police were grudgingly called into service to guard the White House. On Capitol Hill, the Senate attempts to fast-track impeachment charges against the president but could not find Chief Justice John Roberts to preside. The Internet was shut down by executive fiat after the hashtags March on D.C., Impeach Obama, and Traitor began trending. Citizens who could began evacuating D.C. Air Force One was put on standby. Marine One was staged on the South Lawn just in case. Night falls. Day 3. A White House alert sounded shortly after 2 a.m. as unauthorized flights of Special Operations MH-6 and AH-6 helicopters thought to contain the missing Green Berets from Fort Bragg were reported working their way toward Washington, D.C. under the radar. Marine One is wound up, and the president and his family rushed aboard in an evacuation from the White House. Marine One takes off safely, but instead of heading towards Air Force One, the pilots did a leisurely lap around D.C. airspace before heading for the Capitol, where they were met by Capitol Police, who handcuffed the president and took him into custody. Wayne LaPierre, freed from his illegal confinement, merely smiles from the Senate gallery as a tear-streaked Obama was marched into the Senate chamber. A disheveled and clearly unhappy Chief Justice and the Senate immediately began articles of impeachment against the president for high crimes and misdemeanors, resulting from his failed attempt to undermine the Constitution. The Green Berets continue into D.C. and seize the White House and several other sensitive locations in order to preserve evidence for future criminal trials of the president's collaborators. Top Democrats and journalists were put on the no-fly list in order to prevent them from fleeing the country. Newly sworn in President Biden walks to the podium and began to address a stunned White House press corps, renouncing all of Obama's new executive orders and reaffirming the supremacy of constitutional law in the United States. There's one scenario for you. I don't think it's too far off. I don't think that's too far off. Bob does a good job. I like Bob. I like it when Bob's doing this. I thought the same thing. I just never have put pen to paper. I've probably said it out loud once, at least once. And but that was brilliant. I love that. I just absolutely love that. And that's the way I think it would go. I do not think it would be this violent upheaval. And Bob, you can only get rid of one person at a time when you're impeaching. Okay? Some people just want to see them all go. When we get back, Obama's got his eyes on 47,000 people he wants to disarm next. We'll talk about them when we get back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
education has to be boring?
Same, yeah.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, welcome back. Oh, gosh, in the chat room, they were going across and everything, and I just, Bob, did you not like what I said? I want to watch those guys march across the stage and enjoying the fruits of their labor. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection.
This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Which, by the way, they're getting beat. They're getting hammered on, and they're standing still and resolute. They've got a steady supply coming in. They've got a steadier supply going out. Check them out. If you're looking for anything, they've got it. President Barack Obama, he wants him some no-fly list bans. See, everybody on the list is a suspected terrorist. December the 6th, he said, to begin with, Congress should act to make sure no one on the no-fly list is able to buy a gun. What could possibly be the argument for allowing a terrorist suspect to buy a semi-automatic weapon? This is a matter of national security. Coming out of San Bernardino, Syed Rizwan Farouk managed to fly to Pakistan and Saudi Arabia under the radar of federal authorities in 2014. While thousands of innocent people have been mistakenly linked to the U.S. terror watch list. Some experts and critics contend the federal list process contains many errors and relies on an overly broad standard of reasonable suspicion. Under Obama standards, Ted Kennedy, an ardent advocate of gun control while he served in Congress, would have been blocked from purchasing a gun. He's blocked three times at airports in Washington, D.C. in 2004. Airline agents told the senator he couldn't purchase a ticket because his name was on a list, according to the USA Today. Fox News contributor Steve Hayes was also listed on the federal terrorist database after he traveled to Istanbul for a cruise. Bob Owens has been on the terrorist no-fly list. Many children under the age of 5 have generated false positives when their names were listed among those on the no-fly list. One 18-month-old baby was pulled off of a JetBlue flight in 2012. In 2003, 71-year-old Milwaukee nun sister Virginia Lawinger had her travel plans interrupted. In 2006, a U.S. Marine had his trip home to Minneapolis from Iraq delayed when his name appeared on the list. Representative John Lewis, Democrat from Georgia, said he was stopped between 35 and 40 times only a year after his name appeared on the list in 2003. Even members of the Federal Air Marshal Service said they were blocked from boarding planes in 2008. After their names appeared in the database. One marshal told the Washington Times it's a major problem where guys are denied boarding by the airline. In some cases, planes have departed without any coverage because the airline employees were adamant they would not fly. I've seen guys actually being denied boarding. Another air marshal told the Times one agent had been getting harassed for 6 years because his exact name is on the no-fly list. Marco Rubio told CNN Sunday that most people on the no-fly list don't even belong there. it's a matter of confusion is what it boils down to. The FBI maintains a terrorist screening database, which is estimated in 2009 Justice Department audit to contain more than 1.1 million known or suspected terrorist identities. Somehow or other, that missed the Sarnaev brothers, who were also vetted, by the way, by the Department of Homeland Security, along with Tashfeen Malik, our latest flavor. According to a leaked government document published by The Intercept in 2013, there were 680,000 people actually on the list, and more than 40% of those names, 280,000 people, were found to have no recognized terrorist group affiliation. We don't confirm anyone's existence on the watch list. The FBI says a person's name may be added to the federal watch list when there is reasonable suspicion that the person is a known or suspected terrorist. To meet the reasonable suspicion standard, nominating agencies must rely upon articulate the intelligence or information which taken together with rational inferences from those facts reasonably warrants a determination that an individual is known or suspected to be or have been knowingly engaged in conduct constituting in preparation for, in aid of, or related to terrorism or terrorist activities. I had a lot of trouble with that one sentence. Oh my gosh! Inclusion on the no-fly list prohibits an individual who may present a threat to civil aviation or national security from boarding a commercial aircraft that will fly into, out of, over, or within United States airspace. Before they can be placed on the no-fly list, supposedly there's all these controls in place, but David Gomez, a former FBI special agent, told The Intercept that the watch list system is revving out of control. If everything is terrorism, then nothing is terrorism. Which is pretty much correct. The Sarnia brothers were not on the list. Or maybe they were on the list, and they did. What difference did it make that they were on the list? They passed. They got vetted. Tashfeen Malik, she was vetted. And while they're doing all of these cries for gun control and everything else, they also want to take and allow all these people to come in. You may request removal from the terror watch list by contacting the DHS Traveler Redress Inquiry Program. From fiscal year 2006 to 2008, the FBI processed an average of 2,710 watch list record removals each year. TSA has 73 people on the suspected terror list. Oh, gosh. So, WorldNet Daily contacted the TSA over those guys on the terror watch list and to see if they carried firearms on duty. Turns out they didn't carry firearms on duty, but they did handle luggage, which is worse than carrying a firearm, as far as I'm concerned. A luggage handler that's packing a luggage hatch, a luggage storage space on a plane, you know what he can do? It doesn't take much of an explosion to take down a plane. You just have to break the skin and cause explosive decompression. Then physics takes care of the rest. When we get back, we're going to talk about the futility of fighting terrorism with gun control. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible. And your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers with RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com, where they are doing business as usual. They've just got a few thousand orders they got to get out before they can get to yours. But they do have it in stock. Do not fear. For the gun grapper, being self-righteous is quite liberating for them. But the same people who are the most exercised about guns when it comes to guns in America and want to ban and even confiscate entire categories of guns don't know that much about them. And evidently feel no compunction to learn about them. We've recently heard from Loretta Sanchez, I think is her name, about the multi-automatic round guns that are out there. And now the worst terror attack in the United States since 9/11 has become the occasion for another frenzied, poorly informed push for new gun restrictions. Very poorly informed, in fact, because I will mention this. The long guns were purchased in California. Therefore, based upon California law, those guns were not assault weapons by their definition, which, I don't really even know what the definition of assault weapon is. I've always thought that was an adjective. But hey, by their definition, they were California compliant, hence not assault weapons. Smoke that. President Obama, of course, gave his primetime address, which is 13 minutes, which I'll never get back out of my life, in which he resolutely reaffirmed the status quo in the campaign against ISIS, except that he hopes that gun control, one of the single political and policy failures of our time, will now be deployed to help foil the apocalyptic terror group, which, by the way, do not obtain their guns with background checks. It has become quite predictable. They're sort of like feral groundhogs when the sun comes out, coming looking for their shadow. Every time there's a mass shooting, out they roll the old gun control chestnuts, regardless of whether or not they're applicable in this particular instance. The San Bernardino couple did not buy their guns at a gun show. Hence, the so-called gun show loophole is irrelevant. They weren't on the terrorism watch list, so the proposal to ban people on the list from buying guns wouldn't have stopped them. Saeed Farouk passed a background check, a California background check, by the way, rendering calls for universal background checks moot. He bought them from a new retailer, had to pay the background check. The president and the New York Times, which saw fit to publish a front-page editorial for the first time since it thundered against Warren Harding in 1920, have fastened on the two assault weapons, AR-15s, used in the attack. Once again, these were not, these were California-compliant AR-15s, which, according to California, makes them not assault weapons. The Times called them weapons of war, barely modified. Well, President Obama referred them to them as powerful assault weapons. On this, they have fallen for their own propaganda. Decades ago, they decided to play on the confusion between a semi-automatic versus an automatic weapon because of the look. Because of the look. It's the silhouette. Yeah, they look exactly like what I carried when I was in the military, by the silhouette. Yeah. But they've fallen for that now. They have fallen for their own stuff. They did this to... The whole phrase, assault weapon, was coined to push for a ban on the nasty-looking black gun, even though they are, for the most part, functionally indistinguishable from other semi-automatic rifles. The AR-15 is not exotic or particularly powerful. This is 1950s technology, refined to a certain degree, of course. It's the most popular rifle in the country. There's about, 8.5 million of them here in the United States. It is accurate and light without much of a kick. The round itself is used in combat. The AR-15 is not the gun you'd want to take it, though. Take to it. A .223 caliber gun, and there's some that would say it's less powerful than certain handguns. It's less powerful than your big hunting caliber handguns, the 500s and the 44s. Some states forbid .223 caliber rifles in deer hunting because they aren't powerful enough to reliably take down the game, although they'll knock the mud out of a wild boar. If gun controllers know any of this about the round or the gun itself, they hide it, and they hide it well. And they don't seem to care that a prior version of an assault weapons ban in effect for the 10 years after 1994 was wholly ineffectual. Because it's not about crime, folks. They don't care about crime. They don't want you to have weapons to be able to fight them if that's what it comes to. A Department of Justice study, back study, concluded should it be renewed, the ban's effects on gun violence are likely to be small at best, and perhaps too small for reliable measurement. The proposal to keep people on the terrorist watch list from buying guns sounds sensible, but it is problematic because it does away with due process. And even the Times, the New York Times last year, said the shadowy, self-contradictory world of American terror watch lists. If the watch list has become a no-gun list, it has to be cleaned up, and the listees should have an opportunity to challenge their status upon attempting to buy a gun. That everybody should be notified prior to that happening. Such prohibition would affect a tiny slice of gun purchases and would likely be mere symbolism, like the assault weapon ban would be. The overriding reality that gun controllers ignore is that almost all gun homicides are committed with handguns. In routine street crime, handguns that are often obtained in informal networks operating outside the gun rules that we have today. Don't try to confuse them with facts, though. Don't try to do that. They are invincible. Their ignorance is invincible and necessary in order for their crusade to go forward at all. And that's their big issue. gosh. Along with all of this, along with the New York Times, you know, after they broke cover, called for gun owners to give up so-called assault weapons for the good of the country, the L.A. Times Capital Journal features an article entitled, "Lax Gun Policies Are Hitting America Where It Hurts." Reporter George Skelton, he put out some boilerplate pro-gun control. But then he dropped this, National Rifle Association scare propaganda to the contrary. No one is advocating the confiscation of all weapons, but that's where we're headed eventually unless the gunners wake up and compromise on some realistic solutions to the daily slaughter. Who do you think you're threatening, Pop? L.A., while a big city, is very small compared to the rest of the United States, just like New York. Getting out there and being high and mighty and sitting on top of what you think to be a throne is not any sort of a self-defense if you push the wrong way, brother. We're going to be right back, coming up on the last break. Coming up second hour, the world according to Second Call Defense with Sean Maloney. When we get back, we're going to talk about the cost and consequences of gun control. What would it cost to actually do that? And in what way? On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load.
Non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro 1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Whenever they politicize a mass murder, gun control advocates such as Obama, Schrillery, Bloomberg, Shannon Squeaky Fromm Watts, all of them, they insist that more laws against firearms can enhance public safety despite the 23,000 that just failed. Over and over again they do this. Their calls for common sense gun control, such as the system of universal background checks, a ban on high-capacity magazines, and a ban on assault weapons. And yet everybody knows that they're not going to stop murder, and these proposals will never do it. Although universal background checks may sound appealing, the private sales of guns between strangers is a small percentage of overall gun sales, especially in today's world. Anybody ever notice how many stories are out there about Craigslist ambushes? I mean, when people go to some of these things, it's not something you really want to do. I mean, and the background check bill is written so broadly that they would turn most gun owners into criminals for innocent acts. Like letting your grown daughter borrow a gun to drive from point A to point B just to help her stay safe. Yeah. Magazine bans. Now, they're acts of futility because the extant supply is enormous. The current supply of magazines is gigantic. Gigantic. I have 30 magazines per rifle. 30. And today, magazines of up to 20 rounds for handguns and 30 rounds for rifles are factory standard, not high capacity for many of the most commonly owned guns out there today. These magazines are popular with law-abiding Americans for the same reason they're popular with law enforcement, because they are often the best choice for lawful defense of oneself and others. Now, I don't think the stream is broken. Nobody else has complained about the stream being broken. It's not broken from where I'm seeing it anyway. The assault weapon ban. Gun control advocates have been pushing for a ban on assault weapons for more than 25 years. It is essentially a political gimmick that confuses people. That's because the term is an arbitrarily defined epithet. Federal ban was in place for 10 years, but Congress declined to renew it after studies showed it had no crime-reducing impact. Of course, then there's gun confiscation. Barack Obama points to the mass confiscation of firearms in Great Britain and Australia as models for the United States. Such confiscation would be impossible and illegal. Impossible as a practical matter, illegal constitutionally, and if it were attempted, the consequences would be catastrophic. Policymakers could make, you know, they could take steps to make treatment available for persons with serious mental illness, and when necessary, incapacitate them if they're proven to be a grave risk to themselves. Better care and treatment could actually prevent some horrific crimes from the mentally ill, which a lot of these people are out there. There you go, Tony O. If you're not hearing me, I don't know why. Anyway, but before anybody would add new gun regulations to the legal code, policymakers should remember that several mass murders in the U.S. were prevented because citizens used firearms against the culprit before the police arrived on the scene. That would serve them well to take that into consideration. Now, another thing to consider, which has nothing to do with what we're talking about right now. Democrat politicians have a twisted view of terrorism and security. So does our mainstream media. Their policy advice and their media reporting are bizarre. It's dangerous and it's getting worse. Political posturing by Democrats is overwhelming common sense. Golly gee. There we go. Try that. Civil libertarians have recently been complaining about a government blacklist that keeps people from flying and buying firearms. So now all of a sudden that blacklist, by according to the media, has become this list of suspected terrorists. When in fact we know that is not the case. But the media keeps reporting that because they are compliant. They're going to nod and nod. Our president will say, with the same backdrop, he will say we must ban all assault weapons because federal background checks simply don't work. Then he'll say, don't worry about 100,000 Muslim refugees. They're all getting federal background checks. We've got the vetting process down. Do background checks work or don't they? Background checks are only as good as the database on which they're based. If they're in order for something to be checked against, the information has to be put into this bin, which is what they look at whenever you buy a gun, in this particular case. They called the shooting in Colorado Springs, for example, an attack on Planned Parenthood, although nobody in Planned Parenthood was killed. Planned Parenthood, the building, was used as a bunker. The media did not tell you that Colorado already has gun laws limiting and recording the transfer of firearms. They have universal background checks. They also have reduced capacity in magazines in Colorado. Instead, after another person with mental health issues went on the shooting spree, Democrat politicians said this attack was a Republican war on women. Because women go to Planned Parenthood, you understand, to have their bad back cracked, to get those deep tissue massages, to get their arthritis looked at and their osteoporosis. That's why you go to it's health care. It's women's health care. It's so good I want to go. I'm going to identify as a woman just so I can go to Planned Parenthood because their health care is so good. Speaking from France and saying that this kind of a shooting only happens in the United States when in France this year, let me say this once again just so everybody should drive this deep into the board. In France this year, there have been more gunshot casualties this year, 2015, than in the United States during the entirety of Barack Obama's reign. Than in all 7 years of Barack Obama's reign. Okay? That in France, 500 and something. And not that many shootings. He said the attack in Colorado Springs means that we need to disarm Americans. Hillary Clinton and Martin O'Malley, they believe the same thing. Martin O'Malley being at a lectern right now is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen. It's a waste of space. At least Bernie's in double figures. Martin O'Malley's not even polling. But, you know, that never stops the egomaniac from getting up there. France has had 508 casualties this year. In contrast to the American media, the French media looked at this statement that Obama made and thought he was a crazy idiot. And then we have what's happened in San Bernardino. And the Democrats and the media think that one more law, maybe two or three more laws, will do what the other 23,000 existing laws failed to do. And when those three laws fail, of course, it's not because gun control doesn't work, it's because we don't have enough of it, which is the slippery slope that everybody says doesn't exist. Their demagoguery is becoming very dangerous, and there's a price to be paid for it. That is another time. We're going to roll into hour number two. Coming up next, Sean Maloney, The World According to Second Call Defense on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.